Okay, that's better.
Sorry. I was just over the
mic. I was like, oh my goodness, what is that music in the background? Lord, it's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Nadine. It's a pleasure to meet you. I know that you've been talking with Char, my representative, and you've had some really good questions. I was kind of hearing part of the call. So, to go back to what you were asking, right, you mentioned that you had worked with a company. They, you know, basically wanted to start from the bottom, like from scratch. Like, they didn't take any input on what you were giving, correct? Like, as far as the research that you had done and, you know, specific areas and age groups. Right.
Yeah, that, I mean, like, I know my target audience. I know who buys from me and uses my service, and it's not 18-year-olds, you know? And I don't mean that rude. I just don't, I don't need you to be spending, you know, I didn't want to spend $5,000 or $10,000 before I'm seeing results to try and make up, you know, for that. What I've done, very small campaigns. It's just very time consuming on my end, trying to run everything, and then I'm doing Facebook ads in the back, but.
Well, you're wearing a lot of hats.
I
get it.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, I was just hoping, honestly, I've had a lot of conversations with companies. I haven't really found one that has said, yeah, we'd love to run with what you have and see what we can do for you there. And it's not, I understand that you do this professionally. I'm just asking that, like, if I know who my target audience is, from age to their income to their, I mean, I did extensive research on that. So you can take that into consideration and use that to somewhat optimize the campaigns that you have going on. So.
Absolutely. In fact, I will tell you this, Cameron. So yes, we're the experts. Okay. But you also, this is your baby. You also know what your audience is. Okay. Let's be real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So do we take your input? Absolutely. 100%. Because you're the business owner. We're basically like working for you when you think about it, right? I work on transparency.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we're going to give you suggestions, but it sounds like you need someone to help you manage this. You know what I mean? When you have changes, we do the changes for you, right? That's what we're here for. And we're going to give you suggestions as well, right? But absolutely 100% we take your input on it, because this is like, how do you want us to run your ads, you know? There's some business owners that I'll tell you that have no clue. So we got to kind of take the full reins of it, right? Business owners like yourself that are familiar, we do definitely want your input on it, because at the end of the day, this is your business. You know what I mean? So the website looks really good, by the way. Did you set this up yourself, the website?
Honestly, I Squarespace it up and used it for like 2 months, and I'm familiar with it. I sold vehicles for 15 years. I realize it's not the best, but it's as good as I could make it for the local area.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. A website is like having a menu at a restaurant. It's giving people an idea of the quality work that you do, and they get to read more about your company. Okay, that's basically what a website's for. Now, some websites will help you with your ranking on the first page as well, right? But at the end of the day, people are looking for a number and someone to call. Period.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, so the website I found, I understand you use Facebook, and so she mentioned, because I did see a profile for you on Yelp too, she's mentioned in the notes, he signed up a couple of days ago, you were going to run a campaign for like 90 days with like 60 keywords. Are you talking about a Google campaign, or what type of a campaign?
No, I should reiterate that. So the reason I liked it, honestly, I have been telling the majority of companies no. And this is the big part of it, is I've been doing this part-time since 2019, and I love what I do. But it's just me. And sometimes my wife helps. Obviously, I want my company to grow, and I can handle quite a bit of business, just on my own. The reason I've been saying no is that I've just been getting, you know, it's just like, this requires a year-long contract, and it, you know, and I've just been playing my cards close to my chest. I know a lot of people in the community. I work with a lot of the realtors. I want to work with more of them. I'd like to work with more, you know, higher end retail. Essentially, and you know, I know which projects are making me the most money right now and which ones I kind of want to steer away from. And so, honestly, it's been a lack of communication from the place. Just kind of like, let us do it. We're going to charge you X amount of dollars. You know, we know what we're doing. And this community is very, I don't want to say closed-minded, but it's very small. And typically you don't start one of these businesses in a population less than 100,000. So I'm kind of risking quite a bit having done this full time. And I do want to have it targeted. So to answer your question, the company that I spoke with was for Google Maps, and it was to put me at the top. We went over like 10 different keyword phrases, and then there's like an assorted amount. It looked like there was like 60 some keywords in there total that we would be using in directories, and so we'll be using the.
So it kind of sounds like a Google Ads campaign is what they're trying to run, right? So I'll explain.
No ads. We're not running any ads. We're just, it's this top of page for these search terms through Google. And some of it I had already done with just the SEO on the website and then creating as many backlinks as I could, but there's only so many ways that you can do that, you know, on my end without having an input from these other places or having established directories that can link up to that. So that's kind of what they sold me on. There's no commitment. It's month to month. I say 90 days because I know for a fact, regardless of
it takes about
what
that
it is, you can't, you can't give it a true commitment until it's,
Exactly.
It was inexpensive. It's very inexpensive, and a majority of my business that I do outside of not knowing these people is just direct marketing. And social media is what I should say. Yeah. I am very familiar with the groups. We have some very large groups here, and I daily, sometimes, you know, a couple of times a week, I will post a proof of work post or thanking for a review or whatever, just kind of keeping my name out there. I realize it's not ideal, but it's been keeping things somewhat consistent. But I'd like to get to the point where I can't keep up. I'd love to hire somebody. I'd love to be getting new vehicles. I've just really been playing, is this business viable here? Or is it, do you see what I'm saying? I don't want to spend $20,000 in marketing and then spend another $10K a month for an employee or two without knowing that I'm getting it back.
Yeah, so. And one thing I would recommend for you, and so yeah, definitely, if they're charging you $200, that wouldn't even include any type of no Facebook campaign and not even Google campaigs, right?
No.
So what they're talking about is first page placement on Google. It sounds like they're talking about the local map section. And then also making sure that you're being found on additional directories. And I'm gonna tell you one thing, right? There's a lot of companies out there, and I'm not saying this to badmouth anyone, but they submit you to like 60 plus directories. The problem with that, Cameron, is that a lot of those directories aren't even directories that people have ever heard of, and much less do people really go on some of those directories, right? But the problem with some of those directories that they list you on is that they can generate a bunch of scam calls, right? So if you're not using a tracking number, it's going to be really hard for you to kind of filter out the scam calls, right? So that's why, like, with us, our directory submission, it's a small one. It's Yelp, Facebook, and Apple Maps. That's part of our directory submission aside from, like, the Google and Facebook marketing that we do. Because those are the ones that are not going to generate all these spam calls, okay? The one package that I would offer you would be our Platinum package, because that's the package that would include both Google and Facebook marketing. We would manage your Facebook ads, and we do posting on your Facebook page, but we would definitely be managing your ads. However, as you know, with Facebook ads, that's going to reach as far as a 50-mile radius. That's the cap-off, right? That
yeah.
Facebook ads will reach. Now, she did mention that within the whole basin, two cities, 70 miles approximately. So, I don't know how that would work for you then, because
well,
the package...
Well,
go ahead, I'm
go ahead,
sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, no, 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 go
no,
ahead.
No, I can tell you where we're from, and you could just look at a map and see
yes.
essentially what I'm speaking of, because we... I live in Cody, Wyoming. We're based out
uh-huh.
of Cody, Wyoming. We service Cody and Powell predominantly.
Okay.
Would I want to go out to the other places? Yeah. But I just haven't seen a lot of kickback from that. Now, majority
okay.
of what you would call the wealth in this area live in Powell and Cody. And as you know, our services aren't, you know what I mean? There's a kind of an income that would seek out or, you know, a personality that's looking for us. You know, I'm not trying to target the guys that are making 40, 50K a year that have their own truck. And not saying they wouldn't call me, but that's not what I'm seeing. We're not seeing a lot of that. And so, anyways, so Cody, Powell, Wapiti, it's a little tiny town that you'll see that's west
uh-huh.
of Cody, that's kind of in the canyon, and that is for better Wealthville. I mean, that is where
uh-huh, you're in income.
You know,
people who aren't afraid to pay what you're worth.
Way higher. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's like I'd have to say
keep it real here.
That area. Yeah, that area is the highest income in this area. Yeah.
Okay.
And they have large properties because we do. It's not just junk removal that we do. I've kind of targeted property. I'm not a landscaper, but there's a ton of ranches and farms and here's stuff that these families have inherited or these people in California
right.
that are inheriting these properties and they're like, what the hell do we do with all of this stuff?
Oh, you're telling
and
me.
So
I'm going to tell you something, Cody. My husband's grandma, God rest her soul, she passed away in December. They're trying to sell the house. And my father-in-law and his three brothers, they got one brother that lived with grandma all these years. And oh my gosh, you're talking, this is a woman who lived more than 60 years in the same house.
Yeah.
And it's like trying to go through everything, right? And we'll let someone
oh, yeah.
come and see what they want. Make a long story short, I told my husband yesterday, he went to go pick up some stuff. And I said, how does it look? And he's like, you know, when we went 2 weeks ago, you saw how the house looked. And I'm like, yeah. He's all, they haven't moved crap. And I'm like, what? He's like, they're not going to
yeah.
be out by the end of April. He goes, and because there was a reverse mortgage on the house. So now every month that they're there, they got to be forking out $3,000. I told him, well, your uncle needs to get all his stuff out or else guess what? It should come out of his inheritance once they sell the house, you know, but they don't even know what to do with the stuff. I told them, throw everything out on the curb, call this, call Goodwill or whoever, Salvation Army, have them come pick up everything or get a big dumpster and just dump it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know
oh, yeah. And that's what we do, too. Like, we do, haven't done dumpster rentals yet, but we rent the dumpsters and drop them on properties. And
yeah.
just do clean up that way as well to save on
you're someone's fees. Dream come true. You're someone's dream come true. I have been trying. My husband and them right now, and I'm glad I'm not home. They're like kind of clearing out the shed, dumping stuff, because if it's up to me, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get a big dumpster and everything goes in the trash. If we haven't used it in 2 years,
yeah.
why are we still storing it? But that's just me. So just to kind of go back to this package
yeah.
that I'm thinking for you is our platinum package because, again, it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. But I'll tell you, Cameron, the way that we do things here, we set the program where it's a fixed flat rate. It is month to month, and there's no contracts. So you're not being charged per call, per job, or per click. It's a true flat rate. Now, typically, this package, I'm going to tell you, it runs $5.99 a month, and it comes with a $299 setup fee. It's expensive, the original cost. But that's not the cost for you
okay.
because what I'm applying, and I was looking at the notes to see the years in business. How long have you been in business now?
Well, so we opened officially last September, but I've been doing this in the community since 2019.
Oh, wow.
So it's hard to say. Yeah, so like I said, I know a lot of the, and my wife grew up here. And so,
okay.
But there's an influx of people, and I've been trying to figure out the best way to go about this without going door to door, you know?
Yeah, no, of course. So if you figure 2019, we'll take it from there, right? So you're like at the 5-year
sure.
mark. Okay. We're going to consider you an established business, okay? So
okay.
The monthly would drop from $599, it would drop it down to $299 a month. The setup fee is just a one-time setup fee, okay?
Okay.
So it would be $398 for you to get it started, $299 every month after that, okay? And I might have something else for you, too. Now, when you think about it like this, what that's going to include, we're going to get you verified through Google, or actually, you're already verified through Google. I thought I saw a Google profile page for you.
I do. Yep, I'm Google
okay.
verified.
Okay, that's what I thought. So what we're going to do is we're going to take that Google business profile, and good job on the reviews, by the way. We're going to take that Google business profile. We're going to optimize it to the first page. We're going to maintain it there by your keywords and search terms. Now, for that, you get up to, for the local listing, is 15 keywords and search terms, okay? We're going to do content
okay.
creation on Bing. We're going to submit you part of our directory submission, like I told you earlier, Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Obviously, you already have a Yelp page and you got your Facebook page. So we're going to do a profile for you on Apple Maps. We're going to include Facebook advertising. In fact, we allocate $100 of that $299 to your Facebook ads that we're managing. You're not going to incur additional click fees, okay? We incur the click fee cost because you're paying a flat rate. And we manage them for you to where they're not running throughout the, you know, they're running throughout the month. They're not being eaten up all in one shot, okay? Now, does that mean you can't allocate more? Of course you can, but we like to always start you off with the minimum. We also will make sure that your website be attached wherever your business is being promoted, and then we include the mobile platform. Basically, the mobile platform covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. It's pretty much covering all of your bases. And this package, like I said, is a month-to-month program, no contracts. We'll ask you to stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. Okay? You're grandfathered into that rate. It'll never change, no matter how long you're with us. All right? So
okay.
That's the package that I would recommend for you because it includes the Facebook advertising. I, in fact, also confirmed with my manager. I said, hey, I just have a quick question. I just want to confirm if the owner has specific areas and age groups that they would like to run their Facebook ads. We do that, right? We don't disregard his input, correct? And he said, yes, we can. We can definitely do it the way you want to run them because you know your business better than we do, right? You know what your
yeah.
audience is, right? I can sit here and say I'm familiar, but you're the one who actually lives there. You're the one running your business, so you're going to know what your targeted area is, and I'm glad that you've done your research. You'd be surprised how many they just don't have the time, you know what I mean? But one step further that I want to take it for you, right, because I'm a numbers girl. When you think about it like this, the way that you think is like how a lot of business owners do. It's going to take about 3 to 4 months for me to compare 1 month to the other to really see if I'm getting back what I'm investing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at it, okay, you're looking at it like every month I pay the $398 to get it started, and then for 3 months I'm paying that $299 a month, right? So that
mm-hmm.
means that at the end of those 3 months, okay, you would have already invested $996 at the end of those 3 months, right? We
right.
offer you 3 months prepaid, $700. So if you pay the 3 months for $700, that's covering you for 3 months. It's like giving you, what, another, what is that, $296 savings?
Yeah.
So that's an option for you, too. Right? If you think about it, if you even broke it down, 700 divided by 3 is like it's costing you $233 and change.
Yeah.
So
a couple quick questions. I'm gonna ask a couple of questions. And if you have to holler back at me on it, that's totally fine. I love the sound of this, and but I am not a man to make decisions on a whim. And I like to do a little bit of research. And on that note, I would like Local Splash. Is that what it is?
Our company is called Local Splash. In fact, do you get text Splash. Messages on this phone?
I do, yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you, just so that you can see our pricing page. It's going to be a link that I'm going to send to your phone. The package that you want to look at is the one that says the platinum one.
Okay.
So I sent you that because it gives
so far this has been... Yeah, and it's been super great. Like as far as cost-wise, this is extremely reasonable. My next question for you, based off of the ad targeting, and the reason that I am requesting the audiences that I have is direct results from, and ones that I have extensively spoken with other junk removal companies that they've done really well with as far as targeting. So with this package that I pay a month, you're giving me $100 in ad spend essentially. You guys optimize it so that it's not throughout the month. But I do have the opportunity to say, hey, listen, I like the results. I'd like to make it 1,000. I'd like to make it 1,500, whatever that may be.
Absolutely.
Obviously, we wouldn't do that right off the bat, but I can scale into that after we're getting, okay, I just want to make
sure.
And then you're telling me that.
The reason why I say the $100, and I'll tell you why. We want you to get a feel of the program first and see how it's working before you start putting all this money into investing more, right? At the end of the day, you and I both know, the more that you allocate to your budget for any type of ad campaign, right? Of course, you're going to get more conversions, more impressions, and all that, right? But if you said, listen, after a month or so, hey, I want to go ahead, I want now $500 going to my Facebook ads. You already know that we're allocating $100, so you're paying the difference. So now $299 is going to change to $699 with $500 of that in your Facebook ad. You can do that at any time. You can say, hey, you know what? Scale it back to the $100, right? You can make changes at any time. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. My next question is we say go ahead with this. And I send you the target audiences or the, you know, you're running one ad campaign. Is that how you do that? Or do you guys have the ability to be running 3 to 4 different ads as we grow into that?
As far as I know, that is a great question. As far as I know one for sure. I can chat him and see if he answers me how many campaigns that would run. Let me just ask him real quick. But because
now, most of the time, in the beginning, you're running one, but as you start split testing that and you're targeting, you know, the three, out of all the things I offer, there's three of them that are making me the most money. Those are the ones that I'm going to be want, you know, as the face of of the
and
campaign.
I know we can change the campaigns. I know we can change them as often as you want, right? Are you wanting to know, like, how many can we run at once?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, I realize in the beginning it's one, but once we, you know, let's say this is working really well, you know, how many can we, you know, within the package that I'm paying for? Or is that the point where we have a discussion that we elevate into a different package and go from there? This is why I ask. Our population is not very big here. And our search, our keyword volume is very little for junk removal or property cleanup. I mean, it's not hundreds of searches a month. It's not thousands. It's literally, you know, 10, 20, 30 a month. And so I'm trying to capitalize. I am, though, the only one that's offering these services in this area. So I'm trying to capitalize on those, but Google ad campaigns don't make a lot of sense for me here because I can't justify the cost per click that it would cost, you know what I'm saying, based off of the volume coming through there, to make that make sense, you know, if I'm paying, I don't know that it would be that, but, you know, $80 a lead or some crazy stuff that I've seen happening in these bigger cities. So,
well, you know, the cool thing too, and I'll tell you, Cameron, that on your client dashboard, right, because remember I told you, you're not incurring a cost per click because you're paying a flat rate. So there's not going to be additional click fees, right? But on your client dashboard, it's your reporting system. So on there, you're going to be able to see, okay, what has, like what your spent, what your cost spent has been, right? It's going to show you your impressions, how many clicks on your ad. So you're going to be able to track that, right? And you're going to be able to see like, okay, well, what's the average cost on this lead, right? On the campaign, excuse me.
So you have full analytics on the dashboard.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay.
You got to be able to track that. Not because here's the thing.
Yeah.
We don't want you just taking our word for it. We want you to see it.
Yeah.
And I think especially for you, you should be able to track that. Now, of course, the $100, I'm going to say this. He hasn't answered me yet because he might be in a meeting, but I will say this. Safely, I'm going to say it's going to run one campaign, right? I'm thinking if you're wanting to run like 3-4, you know, a little bit more on like different campaigns at once, then I think that's when they would have to have the conversation, okay, let's take a look, Cameron. So these are what you want to run. This is what we're gonna need to be investing on the Facebook ads, right? So then at that
time,
you can make the executive decision on whether you want to go ahead and allocate that or not, right? So that's when they would have the conversation with you. I will tell you, our team is highly trained and certified. They have the product knowledge. They're here to help you. I mean, you have a client interview where they're going to go over everything with you. If you want to schedule an appointment, like, hey, I want to talk to someone specifically just about the Facebook ads, we can do that too. So that way someone from the team can talk with you specifically about that. Because we want to make sure, you know, that we're helping you be successful, because your success is going to equal our success. Right?
Right.
And that's what we're here for. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we want you not just making investing with us, we want you to make that and more. Okay?
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. My next question, you said the directories. I'm an agreement. I don't want to be in 6 to 7. They were saying 600, 700 directories. I took that with a grain of salt. I know what that means, and I realized that that's a massive amount of scam calls. I've already been getting them.
Back in the day, Cameron, we used to do the 60 plus directory submission. We used to do that back in the day. What we found is that it was generating a lot of spam calls for our clients.
Oh, yeah.
And that is not what we wanted. We wanted our clients to have quality type of phone calls from quality prospects that were in need of their services, right? And that's the last thing you want to do to a business owner, that while they're working, they're having to constantly answer a spam call. That would drive someone crazy.
Yeah.
I would be shocked. So that's why we stopped doing that quite a while back, because we were finding that our clients were getting a bunch of spam calls off of these directory submissions. And that's why these companies, and that's why I tell you, one thing I will say is be careful with those companies that want to put you on all those directories, because half of those directories you've probably never heard of. And more than likely, they're not even directories that people go on. They're directories that are going to generate spam calls for you.
Yeah, and I mean, from the sounds of it, I can already tell you that I've been discussing this with the others that are involved yesterday, just after, because we've already gotten them. It was like about a week ago that we did this, and it's been constant on the phone of just a lot of scam calls. And we kind of had a feeling it was from that, but we wanted to see how the first page. Now, given it takes some time, we realize that. But anyways, what I'm getting at is that I have a very good feeling about this. I just need to do my own due diligence on my end.
Right.
To reiterate, you said I have the opportunity or the ability to purchase basically a prepaid plan that's like up to 3 months, right?
Yes. Did we
with
have a
discount?
3 months?
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, we have 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, but the reason that I mentioned the 3 months to you, because essentially you yourself said, right? I mean, you give it a fair 3 months. I mean, that's the only way you're going to know if something's really working with any type of marketing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So if you're going to take it, if you're going to do a 3 month, right, you're going to stick it out for 3 months. If I can get you a better savings, that's what I'm going to do. You know,
okay.
And that's where the prepaid would come in. It's still going to be allocating the $100 a month to your Facebook ads. That's not going to change. It's just that you're getting a lower rate by paying the 3 months ahead.
Okay.
Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. What was my other question? So after this is all said and done, we agree to do it. Are you my go-to person, or am I hooked up with an account specialist, or how's that?
Yeah, you will be connected with our customer service department. So basically, I'm what's considered the lead on the account. Okay, my job is to make sure not just that we're a good fit for you, but you're a good fit too. That it's a good fit for us to work together. Find you a package based off of your needs, and to be able to apply a credit to help you with pricing. Now, from there, you are going to have a team here. We do everything in-house, Cameron. Okay, we don't outsource it. Everything is within our company. There's a team that's dedicated to your account. Yeah, whenever you have an update, change, question, concern, you're going to contact the customer service department. Now, if someone's not available right away for you, we always say give them 24 hours. I have had where, let's say it's something super urgent, right? You just couldn't wait. You needed to talk to someone like right now. You're welcome to call me. I can send them the message. I can't make the change because they're the ones handling the account now, but I could at least send them the message like, hey, it's urgent. He needs someone now. Like, can someone please call him? So that way they can make like your call an urgency. But for the most part, I will tell you, we really pride ourselves with our customer service. We want to be there for our clients and be attentive to them. You know what I mean? So we're really good about that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What is my... We start talking about stuff, and I didn't write any of this down, but...
I am actually preparing an email for you, too.
Oh, you are? Okay, okay.
Yes.
So we can take a look at that. Everything sounds great. I've honestly been looking for something like this, because what I didn't want is four different companies. Two of them are outsourcing everything. One of them is just doing local. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what's been presented. Like, we can do this, but we don't do that. Then this other one's like, well, we can do this. And our system here and the way this is here, we're just imagine society and then rewind 20 years. That's where we're at here.
Yeah.
And so outside of Facebook and Google, you know, we're not seeing a ton of TikTokers here. We don't have a ton of, it's a very, it's an older community. And on that note, I just wanted it simple. I was hoping to find somebody that's just a simple Facebook campaign that we can scale a little bit, and then just Google search to where we're optimized on X amount of keywords. So when they do look them up, we're the ones that pop up.
Exactly.
And outside of that is just shaking hands and word of mouth, you know?
Exactly. And here's the thing, too. The keywords, we're also looking at the analytics, and we're making sure that we're using those proper keywords and search terms that are going to get you out of the search terms. So that's what I love about our team is because they're dedicated. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
You can change, you can change those at any time. We're doing your posting with your Google Business profile. We're doing the SEO content creation, posting, optimizing, because that's what we got to do to maintain you on the first page, right? So that you're always coming up as an option. Okay? So that we have to make sure that we're doing.
Do you know anything about your competitors?
I know a lot about our
competitors. This is why I'm asking. This is why I'm asking. The company that we had signed up with was absolutely me. I don't know if you've heard of them or not.
I'm not familiar with them. Okay. The ones that I'm really familiar with is like 411 Local, Town Square Media, Ali Ali, you know, Brand Rib.
Yeah.
There's just so many of them. So many.
Yeah.
I will tell you this.
Where are you? Go ahead, Sarah.
You're okay. We're in Fountain Valley, California. You always want to be careful. You always want to make sure you're working with someone who's a Google Channel partner. You'll see our badge on our link that I sent you. It's a, when you're working with a Google Channel partner, that means that they've met Google's requirements to be able to combine their services with Google's advertising, right? What that tells you is that their technicians are highly trained, certified, they've met the requirements, and also they can get you listed in a timely manner. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I know before it was like 1 out of 40 in the United States, but some of those that were channel partners weren't able to keep their badge because you got to demonstrate ad skills and net spend. Like, we got to spend a certain amount, you know what I mean, in order to even meet those requirements. So I think it's now 1 out of 30 in the United States. And majority of SEO companies, I will tell you, you're going to find them in California because that's where Google's headquarters is. Is in California.
Yeah.
We're actually in the southern part. We're in a county called Orange, right in between Los Angeles and San Diego. That's where we're based.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Dang it. I did have okay. On our Google, and maybe this is some details and I'll see it in the email and see it on the website, but I wanted to ask you as the rep. On the Google, you're running my Facebook, you're running the Google. The Facebook is not for our page, correct? It's just for the ads.
Correct. We're not going to be doing like your posting on your actual Facebook page. I encourage you to continue doing that. All we're going to be managing is the Facebook ads. Now, you will need to add us on as managers on your Facebook page.
Yes.
But remember, you're still holding the full ownership both on your Facebook as well as on your Google profile. We're just managers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. On the Google, so are you managing the, when you're in there, do you manage our Google page though? And what I mean by this is,
like if you send us photos,
so you optimize
and you upload the photos, yeah, we can upload them. Like if you said, hey, can you change my hours of operation? Yeah, we can change them. Because we have management access to it. Yeah. So we'll be optimizing that page.
Okay.
We'll be managing it for you with any changes that you need done or what have you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I haven't added these folks as a manager to my stuff yet. I just wanted to see how this played out a little bit. So that's okay. I was curious because that's something they were, you know. So we optimize all of that. We take care of all. I just want to make sure that.
Now, I will tell you, though.
Honestly, I'm just kind
Cameron,
of wanting to wash my hands.
Yeah. One thing I will say is this. You can't have two different companies managing your Google business profile because only one company can manage it or one individual other than yourself, right? Because what will happen is, let's say you didn't cancel with that other company and then you signed up with us, right? You're basically tying my hands. Our hands are going to be tied. I'm basically now just taking your money because we can't manage it. Give me 1 second. I'm just looking.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I totally get that. I would be sending them
and
an email tonight and
getting
them on the phone.
Like,
no.
You know what I mean? I would never do that to anybody.
Yeah.
Trust me. I have talked with business owners, and I'm not even joking. Oh, well, I'm working with three companies. Why are you working with three companies? Oh, well,
seriously.
Wait a minute. You're paying – who was the first one you signed up with? X. Okay.
I have conversations with these business owners here.
Yeah, and they're like
–
I'm like, do you understand that you are paying two companies? You're just giving your money away to them. I'm all, and
yeah, two of them are getting stuff for free.
Yeah, and you know what the worst part of it is, to put it in nice terms, is that they know this. These companies know this. And those are the type of companies that put a sour taste in the mouth of a business owner, like that poor business owner, and they ruin it for everybody else because it's like, you know, I'm about transparency and being honest, and if my honesty or my transparency is going to kill the deal for me because I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say, oh, we can do something and we can't. And there's companies out there that you'd be surprised the things I hear. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, especially with new businesses, it's like, you guys are investing a lot in the first few years, you know, a lot of investing.
Yeah.
And when you're investing and people take advantage of that and they're not being sincere about what you're actually getting and what that's going to cover. I mean, look, I've had some people tell me I want to cover an 80-mile radius. Okay, well, then you're going to need to go with our bigger package, but I don't want to pay that. And I said, but you want to cover an 80-mile radius. It is impossible for us to cover that if we're not in running Google ads. Now, you can go with the next package below and come up with the package, and they're like, no, I need 80 miles. Okay, well, then I'm telling you that this is the package you're going to have to go with. I mean, I can't do it with that other package, and I'm not going to be here and take your money and say, oh, yeah, we can do it, and we can't. And if that means that you don't sign up today, and you know what, then that's okay, as long as I know that I'm doing you justice and not an injustice, because I won't work like that. That's just not me.
Yeah. So I have another question real quick, too.
Uh-huh.
I know it's getting late, closing time, but how do I know that for my keyword, like, that you're not working with, I don't really have, my nearest competitors are in a town that's an hour and a half away, but I do know that some of them do come down to one of the cities, Powell, and do some work, because they've called me to see if I'll take it over and subcontract it through them. How do I know that I'm the first one? You know what I mean?
So I'll tell you how it works.
I don't know how you can.
So like with Google, no one's going to ever be able to tell you, not even Google themselves, that you're going to be number one or number six, right? Like, no one can give you a number that you're going to appear at on that first page.
Okay.
But it's going to depend. Like, for example, I work in Fountain Valley, but I live in Anaheim, California. If I want to find a nail shop, okay, near my house, but I'm at work on my phone, I need to type in nail shop near and put my address or put my zip code, right? And it'll give me big nail shops that are within the zip code that I put in, okay, that are within like a 5 to 10 mile radius. Now, if I just put nail shop near me, it's recognizing the IP address of my phone or of my computer, right? And if I'm at work, it's going to give me whatever nail shops are near the location where I'm currently at. So that's how it works. Like, I've had people say, well, I mean, I'm searching right now and I'm not coming up there. Well, where are you at right now? Oh, well, and they're like 40 miles away from their house. And I said, that's why you're not coming up on the first page, because you're not in your location. So that's how, and this is where a lot of people don't quite understand. Well, how come that person's coming up? I had a guy that was telling me, you know, it was so weird. Someone drove through my town and was looking up a roofer, and he was like literally an hour away from them, right? But they were driving through his town. They ended up calling him, okay, because he popped up. And they called him, and they said, and it wasn't even a service area, but they asked him, would you want to come out this way? And because of the how big the project was, and it was worth him to travel an hour, he's like, I'll take it. But they found him because they were driving through his town, and they did a search. Do you see what I'm saying? Even though they were an hour away from him, they lived an hour away, but that's how he was able to get that job. And that's how it's going to work. Does that kind of clarify it?
Oh, yeah. So my last question.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They made it sound like I had to make a decision right now, otherwise they're calling the next company. I realize it's a tactic, but am I at risk here with you right now by waiting a day for something I'm going to miss out on? Or?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you're my last call. I get to go home.
Okay, cool.
You're my last call. I get
that's
to go
fair.
You know, I'll be transparent with you. I'm going to tell you, yes, we want to fill positions the same day that they open. My managers want me to fill it today, Nadine. The thing is this, not everybody qualifies. because we're looking for a specific type of business that we want to work with. We want to work with a company that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, and most importantly, that can handle more business. Okay? And that's the reason why we're speaking with you, because even as I've done the search, you don't have anything negative about your company. I see the website. I see the Facebook page. You got good reviews. I mean, you got 12 of them, 5 stars. On your Google Business profile, Yelp's got no negative reviews either, okay? For the most part, we can agree you provide a quality type of service, right? You've been in business this long. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have been in business this long if you weren't. So come tomorrow morning, and I want to be transparent. Even as we've been talking, we've been on the phone 45 minutes, and I will tell you right now, my reps were still calling out, Cameron. They just hadn't qualified anybody else yet. You know what I mean? Now, come tomorrow morning, their job is to get back on the phone and keep calling out until we find somebody. So depending on who they qualify, I just don't know, right? At least you know, you're my last call. So, you know.
Now, are you emailing me this?
Yes. I need an email for you, though. Like, what would be the best email?
Yeah. So email it to Cameron. So Cameron.
Uh-huh.
At yojunkllc.com.
Okay, so Cameron, and then it's at junkllc.com, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm sending out this email to you. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it'll say Google and Facebook Marketing. So I should have an answer for you tomorrow about the campaign, like how many you can run. I know he told me one, but then I asked him, but if he's allocating more money, obviously he can run more than one, correct? But he hadn't responded back yet. So I should have an answer on that second part tomorrow. The email that I'm sending you, like I said, it'll say Google and Facebook Marketing. I put what the monthly is, but then I put what the 3-month is. And then just so that you have it for future reference, not that you need to do it, I just rather give you what the 6-month and the year is, just so you know for future reference, okay?
Sure.
And those will be highlighted. And then my contact information is going to be at the very bottom of the email, okay? I get in at 7 o'clock, which I believe is 2 o'clock your time because you're on Central Time, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Mountain.
Or are you on Mountain?
I don't know. Yeah, we're on Mountain, yeah.
Well, let me ask. Right now it's like, what, almost 6:30 with you?
Yeah, it's 5:20, 5:30, yeah.
Oh, so you're only an hour ahead. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're actually considered Mountain Time then?
That's what I've always put into everything. Everything is all set up as Mountain Time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I don't know where I was getting Central Time then. That's weird. Okay,
no,
yeah, you're 5:22. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's been a long day. Okay, so I get in at 7. I don't ever call anyone at that time. So, I don't know.
Could I call you, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Here's the problem. Not the problem, but I have got out of town. We're on a big project. But it's 15 miles out where there is literally no signal. So
oh
I would have to call you first thing in the morning, and then, you know, credit card or however you guys do that. About 8, 9 o'clock our time.
Okay.
So you're an hour ahead, you said?
I'm an hour behind you. So here's the thing, okay?
Okay.
I always get into work way early anyways. I'll be honest with you. There's times where a lot of times I work from home because my husband does dialysis. And after COVID and everything, we have the luxury to work from home, especially me because of his health condition. So I can log on any time. Put it that way. I just got to give my manager a heads up. So if you tell me, Nadine, I can call you at 8 o'clock. That means I will make sure that I'm available right, like, I'll be even be available at 6:30, which would be 7:30 your time. You know what I mean? Just so that way you know I'm already on the phone, that I'm available.
We could rock and roll.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's not a problem. Just when it comes to your client interview, I got to stick within whatever hour time frames they have. But, I mean, that's always something we can do later. So
we can figure that out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sending out the email to you now. And then, yeah, I'll wait to hear from you. I'll text you my phone number, too, just so that way you have it there in a text message. And I would suggest you, Cameron, save our 877 number in your contacts under local splash, just so that way you have it there. My extension is going to be 623, but I would definitely save the 877 number in your contacts under local splash. Okay.
Okay.
So just send me the text, and email should be in your inbox.
Okay, I got
now,
the text, if
you don't see the email right away, check your promotional or even check your spam because you've never gotten a correspondence from me.
Okay. Let me just while I have you on the phone, let's just make sure.
Yeah, check. Please do.
Nope, it came through. It came through.
Awesome.
We're good.
All right. We're golden then. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to speak with you. Have a good evening, okay? Hopefully you get some
rest.
You
as well.
All right. Thanks, Cameron.
Dr. Mo. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.